Thank you. All right. Sorry I'm late. You're listening to WBFY 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine. This is Jonathan Fishman. We are about to embark on the errant path. I'm very excited tonight because I got a new featured album. And a friend of mine told me about this a couple weeks ago, and it slipped my mind, and then I realized I hadn't heard it yet, and I've been really looking forward to hearing it because I didn't think there would be anything new from this artist. The artist known as Lasa Delsena. Delsena? Lasa? I don't know her last name. I always just call her Lasa, but I'll get a real name for you because that's the kind of professional I am. I come in with half a brain and half knowledge and bits and pieces of information, and thank goodness for the internet, which then fills me in and makes me sound oh so professional. But at any rate, as some of you may know, if you've been listening to my radio show for a while, my other earlier shows hadn't been archived. It took a little while for the station to get up going. And so maybe for some of you, this will be a little bit of a review, and for some it'll be new. But there's this artist, a woman named Lasa, who unfortunately died at the age of 33, young woman. And she's American-born, spent most of her life growing up in Mexico, and then also spent most of her adult life between Mexico and Canada and France. And she was an extraordinary artist. She only put out 3 albums during her lifetime, but I guess in 2014, which I didn't realize, but they released a new, a live album of hers, a show live in Reykjavik, Iceland, which is really cool because I don't know of any other live albums from Iceland, although I'm sure there are. Tonight, we're gonna feature that. But first, I just had a hankering to play this. Okay, that would be the wrong slider. Here we go. This.
Writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one could hear him. Look at him working, donning his fox in the night when there's nobody there. Nobody cares. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people.
So there's that, the Screaming Broccoli, doing Eleanor Rigby. They were one of my favorite Burlington bands when Fish was growing up. I always liked the Screaming Broccoli, and I saw them, I don't know, written down in my notebooks today, and just reminded me of their name, and I just thought, oh, I want to play Eleanor Rigby. They used to crush that live. Okay. All right. So I haven't heard this album. You haven't heard this album. Maybe one listener out there has heard this album. But I'm not playing for just that one listener. I'm playing this radio show for me. And if the rest of you like to hear it too, that's great. No, I'm playing it. I'm playing it because, well, I like to play the stuff. I like to find things that I don't hear on the radio ever. Some things I do hear on the radio. Sometimes I like to play on the radio again because I wish they were on the radio more. But tonight I'm playing this Lasse live in Reykjavik, Iceland. I think it was, I don't know what year it was recorded. I will find out some more information. I think it was released in 2014. It says here on iTunes, World Beat 2017. I think it was 2017. I have a feeling if it was in 2014, I would have known about it because it would have been in the stuff that I played earlier. So, I don't know. Spotify has one date. iTunes has another. You'd wish, you think, you'd think you'd get Spotify and iTunes to at least agree on the release date of an album. But in the age of the internet, heading into, I just finished George Orwell's 1984. It's unsettling how more like our world, the world in that book, our world has become, or the susceptibility of it to become like that because of the internet. I guess it's all in not what you use, but how you use it. Anyway, I'm going to stop babbling, and I'm going to play Lasse live in Reykjavik. We get on with it. I may play it all the way through. I may play other things in between. I don't know. I'll keep you posted. Thank you for listening. My name is Jonathan Fishman. This is The Errant Path on WBFY FM 100.9 Belfast Community Radio. Thank you for listening. People outside.
Bells are ringing all through the drown town. In the empty streets, and 100 miles around.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're very, very, very happy to be here. And very surprised to see so many of you here. I'm very glad. And this is actually our very first show. We were supposed to start our tour in the fall, and we were invited to come here, and we all wanted to come very much. So these are our first steps. We're very happy to be here to do them. Thank you. Thank you.
Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al agua, bebiendo tu beso. Tu cuerpo es ruego el quererte, es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos.
Thank you.
So far, so good. You're listening to The Errant Path. My name is Jonathan Fishman. This is WBFY 100.9 FM. I almost said Burlington. It's not Burlington. I lived in Burlington for 23 years. That's why I almost said that. Belfast. It was the B. It was the B that tricked me up there. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, man. So, excuse me. Can't do that on professional radio. So we're listening to Lhasa live in Reykjavik. We just heard the first track starting with Is Anything Wrong? Beautiful song to start the thing. Bells Rising and Con Toda Palabra, which I believe is the title track of the record. It ain't broke. It don't need to be fixed. I'm going to keep this going. And I got some ideas to follow it up. I hope you're enjoying this as much as me. This is my first time hearing this record. Beautiful record. I think she was one of the greatest artists in music. And I'm sorry she's gone, but I'm glad we get to hear it today. Okay, on with the record.
There is no way to this story. No final blow or glory. Love came. Love came here.
Joe Gress on the guitar. This next song is a song about scary women. It's called The Lonely Spider. Somebody was cheering for the Lonely Spiders. Next song is a song that kind of goes with the last song. It's kind of about scary men. yeah. And actually, Sarah and I wrote this song together. So we'd like to dedicate this song to all the scary men in the audience. You told me that you'd stay with me and shelter me forever. That was a hard promise to keep. I can't blame you for the bad weather. After all that has been said and done, I won't ask you where you're going. Don't keep in touch. I don't miss you much, except sometimes early in the morning. Now use your silver tongue once more. There's one thing you gave me. scary men and scary women. I think we need a really romantic song. I had a dream last night. A fish on land gasping for breath just left and sang a song. It's like this. He had a Thanks. I was just thinking, maybe the idea of a fish turning into a man isn't so romantic for everybody, but maybe in Iceland, you know? You it seems like it would be something that might make sense more here. Oh, wait. I want to introduce this song because the whole fun of singing this song is that it's a song about guilt. And I don't know. I found at a certain point that I was carrying around a bit too much of it, and I found that maybe a lot of people around me were too. So I wrote this song where it's a confession of every bad thing that I've ever done or even could do or might do in the future. And then the idea is that if you confess to everything in advance, then... So this song has some la-la-las. And, you know, the la-la-las are there so that you can also participate in the confession. Aha! Okay.
Mais tout cela n'est pas pourquoi je me sens coupable, mon cher ami. Je n'ai pas peur de dire que tu me fais peur. Avec ton espoir et ton grand sens de l'honneur, tu me donnes envie de tout détruire, de t'arracher le beau sourire. Et même ça n'est pas pourquoi je me sens coupable, c'est ça le pire. Je me sens coupable parce que j'ai l'habitude. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire avec une certaine certitude. C'est rassurant de penser que je suis sûr de pas me tromper quand il s'agit de la question de ma grande culpabilité. La 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 la. J'ai mis le plus pur de mes pensées sur le marché. J'ai envie de laisser tomber toute cette idée de vérité. Je garderai pour me guider plaisir et culpabilité. Je me sens coupable parce que j'ai l'habitude. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire avec une certaine certitude. C'est rassurant de penser que je suis sûr de pas me tromper quand il s'agit de la question de ma grande culpabilité. La, la, la.
Well, the end of that song caught me eating a carrot with peanut butter on it. And that is a hard thing to quickly swallow down. You know what I mean? You can't, you just, that's it. You're just caught red-handed. So, there I was. Just put it in my mouth. A fresh bite, carrot with peanut butter on it. And I suddenly heard the refrain at this end of the la-la-la-la happened twice. And I thought, uh-oh, this is the end of the song. Better swallow this. But then the peanut butter said, no, no, that's not the way this works. Okay. So, first of all, station ID. This is the Errant Path. My name is Jonathan Fishman, and this is WBFY 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine. Community radio at its finest. I hope that you folks out there who enjoy this show, check out some of the other shows, some of the other DJs on this station. This is a little tiny 5 mile radius station, but because of the internet, we might as well be worldwide. And there's some really good DJs here. There's some great jazz shows and some really interesting folks. And ever since I got a show here, I mean, I don't even hardly know any of the other people that work here personally, but I've been listening to a bunch of their shows and there's some great stuff. So check out their schedule and check out some of these other folks' shows. And let me tell you what we just heard. So we heard track 5, Love Came Here. Then we heard The Lonely Spider. Then Fool's Gold. Then Fish on Land. And then La Confession, which I love that she introduced it in English. It's, and tells everybody that it's all about, you know, all of the, everything she's ever done bad and everything she ever will do bad. And then ask the other people to participate. He says, you know, this is an opportunity for you to confess ahead of time. And then sings the whole thing in French in Iceland, where I don't know, but I don't know much about Iceland, but I know that French is not the first language there. So that's one of the many things I love about this artist. You know, it's one of the few people that, like, I don't even care if I can't even understand the lyrics. I just love the sound of it and the arrangement and these musicians in her band. What a great band, you know. I like, just incredible accompaniment. So we are almost through with this album. There's five more tracks. And this is Lhasa, L-H-A-S-A, live in Reykjavik, Iceland. It was put out in 2017 or 2014, depending on whether or not you believe iTunes or Spotify, the internet. You know, enough time goes by. It really will be like 1984. They just, something happens and then they just, I mean, it's happening in our government right now. We get politicians every day getting up and saying, this never happened, or that never happened, or this, you know, and it happened yesterday. It's this gaslighting effect of, all right, I'll shut up. Jeez, there you go, off on a tangent. Okay, so we're going to get off, we're going to get on to Dekara a la Pared. This is in Spanish. Track 10 on the Live at Reykjavik Lhasa album. Spanish, French, English. Love this artist. Okay, I hope you're enjoying this album. And stick with us here. WBFY, 100.9 FM. My name is Jonathan Fishman. You're listening to The Errant Path.
Andrew Burr on the water bottle. Change will come. garden growing under ground, treasure waiting to be found. Bird that never makes a sound. Have to believe it, but just you wait and see. 1,001 nights of this, and then I will. This is a song for the end of the world or the new year, so breaking bottles is perfect.
Llegarás mañana para el fin del mundo, o el año nuevo. Mañana te mato, mañana te libro, estoy adelante. Ya no tengo miedo. Mañana te digo que el amor. Después 7 años de exilio por haberte tanto, tanto mentí. Llegarás mañana para el fin. De nuevo de su traje de carne su fuego. Salgo a encontrarte a medio camino.
7 años de exilio por haberte tanto.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce these marvelous people to you. This is Joe Grass on the guitar. Andrew Barr on drums and percussion. Miles Perkin on bass. And Sarah Paget on harp. I have a couple more people to thank. Most of all, thank you so much to the Reykjavik Arts Festival for inviting us here, and especially these names are very difficult for me, but Greta, of course, who's been with us the last couple of days and who's made everything very perfect for us, and Johanna Vildis, and Refna Aralsdottir, and there's Mathieu Parisien on the sound, right there. We also have Selle On the monitors? Make Helge on lights. Thank you very much. And we're going to try something that's a song that Joe and I really love, and we thought we'd try it for you tonight.
Change is gonna come. It's gone. It's my change. Come.
Thank you. Such a great song. It's a, I don't know if you know the original version to that song, but it's been done by many great singers, and it's originally by Sam Cooke.
You walk out your front door, out into sound and sin, and people say hello to you, and you say hello to everyone. The leaves are falling, down, into sound and sun, and no one is afraid of you, and you're not afraid of anyone. Your sister's on the open sea, your brother's here on land. There's not enough breath in a single day to pray everyone will be okay. The leaves are falling, down, into sound and sun, and no one is afraid of you, and you're not afraid of anything.
Well, there you have it. Listen to that crowd go. Lasa de Sela. Unfortunately passed at the way too early age of, I believe, 33 years old. Put out 3 albums, and this album came out recently, within the last year or so. Anywhere between 2014 and 2017, depending on whether you believe Spotify or iTunes. And I'm sure if you're less lazy than me, you can actually go online and find out exactly when it came out. Oh, boy. But live in Reykjavik, Iceland. It's hard to follow that up with just about anything, but I got 25 minutes left of this show, and I'm going to do my darndest. You're listening to The Errant Path with Jonathan Fishman on WBFY 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine, Community Radio. It looks like Vic was working on my archive. I believe there's an archive if people want to go back and listen to shows. My understanding was that it used to be at least the you could go back and listen to a show until the next installment of the same show. But it may be that you can go back and listen to any show from any particular DJ over the course of whenever it was that they started archiving them. I'm going to find out exactly. I keep, like, every time I come in here, I keep saying to you folks, well, I'll find out. So you probably learned now that it's like, I'm in this for the long game, you understand? I'm in this for the long game. And when I say, you know, I'll get you the information, I will. It just might mean you're going to have to listen to my show for like a year before you get the information that I promised you. Anyway, or you can go on WBFY and go into the archives and look for the Errant Path archive and see for yourself, because I haven't done that yet, which you think I could do that too. I got a lot going on, though. It's nothing personal. Not like I'm trying to serve you folks any less than the best. This is just the best I have. Okay. Boy. Talking a lot of nonsense tonight. So I'm going to play. I have played this before on my show. I featured this album at another point. Ry Cooder and Manuel Galban. Great album. The album is called, this song is called Droom Negrita. And we'll play this and then we'll see what happens. Thank you. Yeah, man. All right. That was... Rykooter and Manuel Galban. Drum Negrita from the album Mambo Sinuendo. Or Sinuendo. Mambo Sinuendo. Yes. And that's a great album. I highly recommend that one. Really cool cover, too. I'm going to play you guys some Ornette Coleman from the Complete Science Fiction Sessions. This is the first track, but I might just give this a little bit of a... I might let these go a few tracks here. I kind of feel like that was that Mambo Sinuendo is a nice way to leave Lhasa, and this is an entirely different vibe, but it kind of doesn't start that way. It kind of... We get into the Ornette Coleman free jazz world. But this is cool thing. About a dozen or so years before, this came out in 1971, and about in the early 60s, Ornette was one of the free jazz. He was like, you know, he and Don Cherry and, you know, John Coltrane kind of started in that, going into that area. But Ornette, I think the first album that he put out was called This Is Our Music. And that was either the first or second, but you know, he played, the early groups of his had no chord players. It'd be like two horns and drums and bass, and it was all implied chords without somebody hammering the chords out. It's kind of interesting approach to jazz. And he then went on, you know, had a pretty wild and crazy career, really interesting stuff, you know, love-hate relationship with the critics, as most great artists have. And then the people that originally sort of started in that scene with him kind of all went their different ways. And then they came back together for this thing, the science fiction. It was an album called Science Fiction, another one called like Brooklyn Breaks or something. I can't remember the name of the second album. But both albums are put together in this Complete Science Fiction Sessions. Because they were recorded in the same sessions. They just broke it into two albums back in the early 70s when this was released. So the first half is the science fiction album. The second half is the second album, which I'll find out the name of it for you. Oh, man. I used to have an encyclopedic memory about all this stuff. I'm just getting too old. I got too many kids, you know. Anyway, it's good I have a public life. You can witness me disintegrating in front of your eyes. But anyway, so the first disc here is... One of the reasons I love this music is because two of my favorite drummers were in his group. Billy Higgins, one of the all-time most melodic drummers, and Ed Blackwell, also incredibly melodic, but really great, cool. I love the way that he played with time, and I just loved his drumming. And so these guys are in different... I'm not sure who's on what track here. I'll find out. We're going to start with Science Fiction. And this brings back, this session brought together all of the original players, about six guys that were originally in the very beginning of Ornette Coleman's career. And they kind of all went their separate ways and they came back for this session. And so it's kind of cool. They're a little older and wiser. And let's see what they have to offer.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious. Seems as though the computer is not streaming. Doo doo doo. Technology! This is why I should have everything on CD. You know, just when you think. Just when you think. Alright, let me dial in here. What a professional DJ I am, huh? Dum da dum. Because you know what? I was digging that. I really want to hear this. Here we go. Let's see if this will work.
Oh,
Yeah. All right. Oh, well then. That felt good. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So that song was called Street Woman, and that featured Charlie Hayden with that awesome kind of weird bass solo. I love what the rhythm section was doing under the horn harmonies. It's like this is a kind of a thing I like in music when it's like the horn players were in their own, you know, they had their own rhythm going. They kind of had their own little lilt going. It was in time in its own way with what the rhythm section was doing, but what I like a lot about Ornette Coleman's music. And song before that, Civilization Day, featured a drum solo by the great Billy Higgins. Love Billy Higgins. And Ed Blackwell, too. I strongly recommend checking them out. That was called Civilization Day, and before that we had What Reason Could I Give? And there's a woman who was reading poetry, was singing on that. You're going to have to look it up and find out her name. I forgot. She wasn't part of the original group of folks back in the early 60s when Ornette started his thing. But she's on this album. And there's another guy I was reading. There was a guy that does some poetry later on, too. Anyway, I plan on listening to this whole album. Like, it's been a long time. I heard this album a long time ago, and it was always in the back of my mind to dig into it more. And it's just, you know, life being what it is, it's just one of those things that's remained on the back burner, which is why it's so great to have a radio show, because I get to bring these things to the front burner, and I get to do it with you. So thank you for listening. My name is Jonathan Fishman. This is the end of tonight's Errant Path. It is 9:10:08:10. And this is WBFY 100.9 FM Belfast, Maine, community radio at its finest. Check out the archives. Check out some of the other folks' shows. And my buddy Tom, there's a show called The Noise Ordinance. Check the schedule. I can't remember exactly when it airs. I think it might be tomorrow. I think it's maybe tomorrow at 6 or something. Although we're supposed to go bowling, so maybe it's not tomorrow. Anyway, check the schedule. Okay. Over and out. Good night, folks. Thanks for listening.